哈利路亚，奉耶稣基督圣名，我们从现在开始，我们一个主题就是要讲启示录。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin, and we will begin the topic of the Book of Revelations.
那我们就来念启示录第一章，我们从第一节到第三节来念一下。
So let's begin by reading the Book of Revelations from chapter 1, from verse 1 through verse 3.
启示录一章
Revelation chapter 1
从第一节到第三节
Verse 1 through
3大声念
Let's read loudly together
你不管别人念什么语文你自己要念你的语言、哦、
Read in whatever language you desire
那 你念大声一点我
念
一起念、哦
okay.
这个很重要
This is very important
好要念了哈
Everyone must read.
预备起。
耶稣基督的启示，
就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事，指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的。都证明出来念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了、啊、感谢神大家念得很大声
Thank God everybody read very loudly
今天是安息日
Today is the Holy Sabbath day
是有福的日子
It is a blessed day
那只要遵守安息日都是有福
All who honor the Sabbath day will be blessed
但是呢你今天特别更有福
But today you're even more blessed
因为你至少念了三节的启示录
Because you have read three verses in the book of Revelations、
啊、这个是要念的
You have to read it
第三节说念这书上预言的
Because in verse 3 it says Blessed is he who reads this、哎
这个念是大声念的念哦，不是阅读哦。
And when you read, you don't just read quiet in your mind; you read loudly.、
Okay. 这个像耶稣到会堂去。
When Jesus went to the temple,、
哎、他人家给他圣经，他说念，
哎、when he was,
大声念。
If someone would give him the Bible and he says, "Read, read loudly."
这个才是有福气。
Then you will be blessed.
所以启示录是让你来念的。
The intention of the book of Revelations is for it to be read.
那至少你要念三节的启示录了。
You've read, already read three verses.
哦，这是有福的。
And this is a blessing.
好，那这个启示录我们来看从第一章第一节。
So let's begin looking at Revelations from the chapter 1, verse 1.
这是耶稣基督的启示。
This is a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是启示。
This is a revelation.
嗯。启示就是从耶稣基督来的。
And this revelation comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个启示是关于什么的事呢？
So what is it revealing?
就是必要快成的事。
About the things to come.
如果以当时来讲的话，这个启示录到差不多在主后95到97年写的。
The book of Revelations was written in around 80, 90, or 97.
Right, this
somewhere in that time period.
那不管怎么样，这个时候已经是使徒时代已经过去了。
And the time of the apostles had already passed.
这是对一个在使徒时代之后要发生的事情。
So this book writes about what will happen after the time of the apostles.
95年如果比较早，主后95年，保罗老早。死了很久了。
The year 95 AD, Paul has been long dead.、
哦、保罗是六十几年死的。
He passed away in
30 something.
So it's been 30 some years since the time of Paul.、
嗯、用很俗的话说，那个埋下去了，如果是我们现在的用埋的哈，骨头都可以拿来当鼓槌了。
To put it plainly,He's been buried for so long, you could pick out the bones.
这个是，所以这是离使徒时代蛮久的时代。
So it's been a long time.
那这是给将来必要快成的事。
But here it talks about things which must shortly take place.
在读启示录，我们首先要有一个概念哈。
When we read the book of Revelations, we need to have this concept.
每次念到启示录，大家想说这是某某人的。
When we usually read the book of Revelations, we think that it belongs to some particular person.
那个什么黄金沙长老啦。
Or that it's a revelation based on Elder Elijah.
哦，或是什么那个杨宪长老啦。
Or the revelations according to the according to Elder Yang.
啊，其实你们都很好心，我们都很好心，对，他们是神的仆人。
And true, they are all workers of God.
那第一节这边说，将必要快成的事，只是他的众仆人。
It says that, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant.
是给神的仆人的。
It is given to his servant.
你是不是神的仆人？
Are we not God's servant?
你说不是啊。
Now you say nope.
如果不是，那就不是给你了。
If you aren't, then it's not for you.
你今天来做礼拜。
Today you come to attend the Sabbath service.
你是神的仆人，你做礼拜的仆人呢。
And you are the servant of Sabbath.
你不是来当主人的。
You're not here to be the master.
我们就一个主啊，就耶稣啊。
We only have one master, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all His servants.
你出去到外面看到垃圾捡起来，你是捡垃圾的仆人呢。
If you go outside and you see some garbage and you pick it up, then you are the servant of the garbage.
我们到教会来都是服侍的。
When we come to church, we are all here to serve.
从讲道到扫厕所都是仆人。
From the speaker to the bathroom cleaner, we're all servants.
如果你是今天你是煮饭的。
Today, if you are the cook,
也是仆人呢。
You are a servant.
所以要去煮饭之前先要念启示录。
So before going to cook, you should read the book of Revelations.
因为启示录是给仆人。
Because the revelation is given to the servant.
当然我们所讲的杨长老啦，他们都去世了哈，那个什么伊丽莎长老，他们很启示录很有用心去读，他们是神的仆人，那你呢？
So Elder Yang, Elder Elisha Huang, they're all workers of God, and they all read this passage very carefully. They were servants, and so are we.
他们是仆人，难道你不是吗？
So if they're servants, aren't we servants?
如果你不是，就不用念启示录。
If you are not a servant, then you do not need to read Revelation.
如果你是神的仆人。
But if you are the Lord's servant,
就要念启示录。
Then you need to read Revelation.
因为这是给众仆人的。
Because it was given to all servants.
除非你拒绝当神的仆人。
So unless you refuse to be the servant of the Lord,
不然一定要念。
Then you must read.
自己念哦。
You need to read on your own.
不要只老是听别人讲。
Don't just listen to what others say.
有时候你听别人讲，人家念错了，你就听错了。
Because if someone recites it wrong, then you'd be hearing it wrong.
当然，讲这个，我内心是很难过的。
Of course, when I'm saying this, I am also very troubled in my heart.
有一次我在一个周末，人家说要讲婚姻。
So there was this one particular weekend when someone said that we should talk about marriage.
讲了两天的婚姻。
So I spoke about marriage for 2 days.
一个姊妹跑来。
Then a sister came to me.
她说，传道，我听了你两天的讲婚姻之道，我很想结婚了。
And so the sister said that after listening to 2 days about marriage, I really want to get married.
那我一听，哎呀，讲这个话跟我的头脑连不起来。
And I couldn't connect what she was trying to say.
因为她的妹妹已经当祖母了。
Because her sister is already a grandmother.
她的妹妹哦。
Her younger sister is already a grandmother.
那这时候她才想嫁。
And now she wants to get married.
那我就带她到旁边说，你到底怎么了？
So I took her aside and asked, what happens?
她长得应该是年轻的时候应该很漂亮。
When she was young, she must have been very beautiful.
她说啊，我以前哦，就是听到传道在讲世界末日快到了，所以他想说专心服侍神，所以就不嫁。
So she said, when I was young, I used to hear so many sermons about how the end day is near and that we should focus in serving the Lord. So I decided to not marry.
这是我们正式教会呢，这不是哈。我听了快哭出来。
So this happened in the church, Jesus Church, and I almost cried when I heard this. How could this be?
这错误的。
That's wrong.
我到另外一个国家去。
So I went to a different country.
都不是在你们这里啊，所以你也不要想是谁啊。
So it did not take place here, so don't start thinking about who I'm talking about.
一个青年哦。
So there was a youth.
他是跟人家就是做清洁工的。
He was a janitor.
那一次呢，不晓得为什么我讲启示录。
And for whatever reason, I spoke about the Book of Revelations.
人家叫我讲。
Because someone requested it.
他完了，他就 跟我讲说啊，如果我爸爸听你这个道理就好。
So afterwards, he said, "It'd be so good if my father listened to this sermon."
我说怎么了
？And I said, "Why?"
他说我小学毕业，爸爸说不可以，不要念书了，耶稣快来了，你念到大学没有用。
He said, "After elementary school, my father said that you don't have to study anymore because Jesus Christ is coming soon. So what's the point of studying?"
啊，爸爸把财产卖了。
So his father sold all of their possessions.、
嗯、然后呢，放着吃。
And so then they used up the inheritance, the money.
爸爸那一代吃光了。
And his father's generation used up all that money.
耶稣还没来。
But Jesus Christ is still not here.
现在长大了。
And now he's all grown up.
什么都没有，小学毕业。当然不是说小学毕业不能做什么，但是总是比较有限。
And all he has is the elementary school education, so there's limited opportunity for him.
他说啊。没办法，上代没有想好，我们这一代受苦。
He said, "Well, the previous generation didn't think things through, so now we're suffering."
那我遇到一个青年我想真是打他屁股。
And there was another youth, and I really wanted to spank him.
我去个国家。
I went to another country.
好久以前了。
A long time ago.
你不要想谁就是。
So don't think about who this could be.
那个时候 Lexus 刚出来。
So at that time, the Lexus had just come out.
对，他去接我。
He came to pick me up.
因为我第一次坐那种车子。
And it's the first time I've ever ridden in such a car.
我好奇，问东问西。
So I was really curious. I kept asking questions.
隔年他又来接我。
The next year he came.
换一辆那个，我印象很深刻。那个 Lexus 后面是金牌子，是金的哈。
And I remember the car had gold plates.
那我说啊，你去年那一辆呢
？And I asked him, "What happened to the car that you had last year?"
他说给妈妈开了。
And he said, "I gave it to my mom."
那我实在太好奇，因为他是那个电脑公司的仓库管理员。
And I was really curious because he was just the manager of a computer warehouse.
那当然我知道他只是高中毕业。
And I know that he was only a high school graduate.
但是不是说高中毕业赚不了大钱呢
？It's not to say that high school graduate can't make earn a good living.
在管理这个工厂那个就是仓库哈。那我想说，我就问他了，哎，兄弟啊，那么好赚吗？那时候他还没结婚哦。
Hey, at that time he was still single, and I asked him, "Is it really that easy to make such lots of money?"
他说没有啦。
He said no.、
啊、我说你怎么两年买两辆新车
？So then I asked, "How can you buy two new cars and within 2 years?"
他说都是贷款的。
And he said it's all on loan.
我说你胆子大、
啊。And I said, "Wow, you are very courageous."
他说主耶稣快来了，不用还。
And so he said, "The Lord Jesus is coming soon, so I don't have to return, pay back the debt."
我差点从那个车子跳出去、啊。
I almost jumped out of the car.
我说你赶快卖掉，嚯、哦，这是什么想法嘛
？So I said, "Sell your car. What kind of thinking is this?"
啊，这个是发生在我们耶稣教会。
And this happened in the True Jesus Church.
那错误观念呢、啊、
？These are incorrect concepts.
那这个是，我跟他说，如果啦，不可能的哈，因为人不可以知道。如果明天主耶稣要来
，And I said, even if the Lord Jesus Christ were to come to next tomorrow,
你今天要生小孩，要生出来，你不能忍耐一下。
If you are about to give birth today, you still give birth. You can't just hold it in.
你今天要种一棵苹果树，要种。
If today you are planning to plant an apple tree, you should still do it.
你今天有 appointment 要去 interview 要找工作，也要去。你不要说哦，主耶稣明天来了，没有这回事。
And if today you have to go to a job interview, you should still go. You can't just say, "Oh, Jesus Christ is coming."
我还遇到一个青年了。
And then I met another youth.
他妈妈说，我孩子哦，读到大四了，不读书。
Has said that my child is now in his senior year of college and he doesn't want to study anymore.
因为耶稣来了。
Because Jesus Christ is coming.
一切都过去了。
Everything will pass.
天地都烧了。
The earth will end.
读书干什么
？What's the point of studying?
我把他叫来。
So I called the youth.
当然，讲完之后。
So after our talk.
他不但读完大四，还读了研究所。
Not only did he finish his senior year of college, but he also finished graduate school.
已经好久了。
It's been a long time.
现在他很高兴。
So he's very happy.
没有的话，你读到大三不读，你做什么
？Otherwise, if he only finished 3 years of college, what was he going to do?
他本来想说打工嘛，这里打那里打。哎，所以主耶稣快来了。
At first, he had thought that he'd just take on odd jobs since the Lord Jesus was coming.
这都是他们这些人都很热心哦。
Now these are all very zealous believers.
非常热心。
Very zealous.
如果他 不常来聚会的，他们根本就不会患上这种病。
Because if they didn't come to service regularly, they would not have gotten this concept.
热心但是没有真知识。
So they are zealous without true knowledge.
这样害死人哦。
And this could lead to someone's death.
所以不只是当我们教感谢神，我们教会是好的。
So we need to thank God that we have a good church.
这即使是偶尔的了。
But and that these things happen rarely.
现在比较少了。
It happens even more rarely today.
1999年之前，在教会里面也有人说：“哇，看异象，看199、哦、后面那个模糊。”
But before 1999, there were people who said that they saw visions where they would see the numbers 199 and the last number would be a blur.
这是2000年之前呢、啊。
It all happened before the year 2000.
这个末世热吵到很厉害啊。
And so people kept talking about the revelations.
嗯，我们教会是比较少，偶尔你听到说。哇，某某人，哦，看了一个，怎么做了一个梦？我亲耳听到了，说看到199后面模糊。我说那个晚上啊，叫他起来上厕所。
So I personally heard someone talking about having a dream with the numbers 199 and the blur of the last number, and I said that person should get up and go to the restroom.
有时候你尿急哈、哦，那个要上厕所，不要乱做梦。
And I said, sometimes if you have to get up,
绝对不是异梦啊。
If you want to go, if you're dreaming these weird dreams in the middle of the night, you should just go to the restroom. You shouldn't just hold it in. That's why you have weird dreams.
这是骗人啊。
Because it's all a lie.
如果你很相信
if you truly believed,
可能被魔鬼骗了
then you might be deceived by Satan.
要不然你就想太多。
Otherwise, it might be you're just thinking too much.
那个时候199，我说后面加两个零，你就怎么等死了。
And I said, what?
因为你只是想说199顶多上再加一个九嘛，对不对？
Said if it was a true dream, so if you saw 199, and who knows, what if there's three more zeros, then you'd have to wait a long time.
那个时候很多地方最严重的是在韩国。
It was very severe in Korea.
不是我们教会了。
Not our church.
你有看那个电视，或是看报道，2000年之前。那个韩国很多的教派啊，不是我们这些教会，财产卖了，到山上去等等等，等到最后没有。
So right before the year 2000, many of the churches in Korea actually sold all their possessions and went up to the mountains to wait, and nothing happened.
还记得吗？有一个姓李的哈。
And there was someone named with the last name of Lee.
别的教会，他是一个什么大宁宣道教会。
And he was the head of a particular sect.
你可以去查查。
You could probably look him up.
他1999年的时候，他说耶稣来了，某年某一某日，大家去等。
So he proclaimed during the 1990s that the Lord Jesus Christ will come on this particular day at this particular moment.
没有了。
But it didn't happen.
到最后，警察去他家查。
So eventually, the police went to his house to investigate.
他家那个现金哦，一堆。
They found a pile of cash.
因为这是骗局啊！大家哇，奉献他拿回家。
Because he deceived others, so others offered, and he took it home.
世界末日了，你还要把别人的钱放在家里面来
？If it really were the end days, would you really take other people's money and hide it?
所以这是末世热。
So this is all the zealousy of the revelations.
现在也一样啊。
So it's the same today.
你不信，你去上网看看，但不要乱上网啊。
If you really are curious, you could look on the internet, but you shouldn't do that.
像那个耶和华见证会，然后是那个安息日会。
So there's the Jehovah Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists.
他说2011年就今年了，5月21号耶稣要来审判。
They say that on May 21st in the year 2011, which is this year, the Lord Jesus Christ will come to judge.
讲得很对哦。
And they say this as fact.
然后2011年十月，因为五个月之后嘛，哈，10月21号，世界末日。
And 5 months later, in October 21st, 2011, then that will be the end day.
其实这种骗局是重复的。
And these lies happen again and again.
安息日会从1843年就开始讲说，主耶稣要来了，世界末日。在当时，他们教会啊，财产卖了去等，哇，没有。
Since 1843, the Seventh-day Adventists have been saying that the Lord will be coming, so everybody would sell their property and they would wait and nothing would happen.
因为这种信息会很激动人的。
Because this kind of news will motivate people.
Yeah, 那如果你又相信讲台的人，那就 你就会被骗了。
If you believe the speaker, then you will be deceived.
他也会说，哇，圣经这样这样这样这样。
And they will say, the Bible says this and this and this.
那你就相信了。
And you believe.
被骗了。
And you will be deceived.
所以启示要自己读。
So you need to read the revelations on your own.
你都是听别人读嘛。
Because most of the time you listen to what others say.
他如果乱读，你也乱信，那结果就被骗了。
So if they misread, then you misunderstand and you will be deceived.
那现在世界，这是今年马上到的。
So it's happening this year.
1997年啊。
In back in 1997.
我去那个 Phoenix.
I went to Phoenix.
那个 Phoenix 一个姊妹
There was a sister there.
她说你她要邀一个朋友跟我谈到
She said that she wanted to bring a friend to speak about the truth.
她说那个她那个朋友是会计师
This friend was an accountant.
她本来有两个那个 office.
And who had two offices.
卖掉
She sold her offices.
房子卖掉 不是我们教会的了
This was not a member. But she sold her house.
然后呢车子本来很好的车子卖掉
And she originally had a really nice car But she sold that too
然后开 二手的车子
And is now driving a used car
她说她很感动、啊、
And she was really moved by this
其实平常人很少做这样子的
Because normal people will not do these things
她卖掉的财产还不少、哦、还有房子、啊、什么都卖掉
Because she had a lot of property And she sold it all She actually had a lot of money
然后帮助别人
And she's using it to help others
然后呢天天就是去传道
And every day she would go out to evangelize
她说主耶稣来了
Saying that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming
她说传道是不是这样子如果不是这个不是嘴巴讲讲她是真的做了这个到底是怎么样
So our church sister asked Is this really happening? Because she's actually living what she believes
那时候她还说哇看到异象
And the person said that she saw visions
并且有声音跟她讲
And she heard voices speaking to her
对但是 他讲一个日期啊，我没有把它记起来。
Oh, and so she had spoken of a particular date, but I don't remember.
就是1997，不知道几月几日。
I don't know which day or month, but it was in 1997. She was very certain.
那他就我们就来谈了。
So we had a talk.
谈完之后。
So after the conversation,
我跟我们的信徒说。
I said to our church member.
那个。你半夜哈应该打电话叫他起来上厕所。
And I said, you should in the middle of the night, you should call your friend and ask her to wake up and go to the restroom.
不会是真的。
It can't be real.
你看十几年过了也没有。
Now over a decade has passed and nothing has happened yet.
耶稣来的那个日子绝对不会让你知道的。
The Lord Jesus Christ will not let you know the day of His arrival.
所以今年有人预言，明年大家很知道什么？什么个光子带、哦、你们可能不知道，不是说明年的那个2012年的12月21号，什么地球进入光子带世界末日，那个很流行啊。
So there's, you know, people predict things happening this year, and then also next year on December 21st, 2012, some.The world will also, there's predictions that the world will also end.
Oh, 他们又说玛雅人有做预言了。
They said that the Mayans had made this prediction.
真是，很多人相信呢。
And many people believe.
不要被骗。
Don't be deceived.
所以你在读启示录，有人就念启示录了。
So many people start reading the book of Revelations.
哇，他们很确定说某年某月某日啊，因为他怎么。
And become convinced that the end will come on this particular day because of their calculations.
其实启示录是做什么的？
But what is the purpose of the book of Revelation?
启示录不是用来占卜的，或是来让你来讲这个世界的那个什么时候要结束的。
The book of Revelation is not intended for you to predict the future.
启示录是做什么的？
So what's its intent?
我们再来看。
Let's go back and read.
这边说是耶稣基督的启示。
Here it says that it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
神赐给他咯。
Which God gave him.
对，这是要将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
That, to show his servants things which must shortly take place.
所以启示录是从那个使徒时代之后以后要发生的事情。
So the revelations, covers the things that will happen after the time of the apostles.
那给谁呢？
who is it given to?
给他的众仆人。
To his servants.
所以读启示录每个人都要懂的。
So everyone needs to understand in reading the book of Revelations.
不是说哦，这个人特别有天分，就特别会懂。
And it's not to say that, oh, one person is even more, is exceptionally blessed, so he can understand more.
所以是每个人的事。
Because this book is for everyone.
谁？
For who?
神的仆人。
For all of God's servants.
末世神的仆人。
All of God's servants.
所以我们的题目是末世圣徒。
So,
末世圣徒就是这怎么翻的？这 end time saints 是不是？
哦、oh, ，the end. So it's for the end time saints.
是谁啊？
And who are the end time saints?
就是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
They are all True Jesus Church members.
当我们知道你，如果人家问你，你是不是圣徒？
So if someone were to ask you, are you a saint?
你是不是圣徒？我们都是圣徒哦。
We are all saints.
为什么你是圣徒？
Why are you a saint?
因为我们常常被那个天主教的这个圣徒的这个那个祝圣这个名词给模糊掉。
And we've all gotten confused because of the way the Roman Catholics use the term saint.
天主教那个圣徒就是圣人，就是人你死了之后，那你又很对他们来讲有什么显灵啦、啊、功德很好啦、啊、所以就被祝圣，所以才有圣圣圣什么、
yeah. so in the Roman,
圣安啦、啊、圣什么
so in the Roman Catholic
Diego, 对不对
faith、a saint is someone who is dead and who because of exceptional qualities is、given the title of a saint.
那另外一个呢，中国人的圣，哇，那叫至圣先师孔子，只有孔子才圣啊，你怎么会圣人呢？
And in Chinese culture, only people like Confucius can be a saint. So how can we be a saint?
所以以中国人来讲，也不是孔子，不圣。
So we aren't Confucius, so we're not saintly.
西方用这种圣人的这个观念，你也不是圣。
And based on Western qualifications for sainthood, we don't wouldn't call ourselves a saint.
但圣经的圣不是这个样的圣的。
But a saint in the Bible is different.
保罗每次写信给那个教会。
So every time Paul wrote a letter to a church,
都称他们为圣徒。
He would always call the members saints.
我们来看在圣经编排里面罗马书，先来看罗马书。
Let's look at the book of Romans.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
这里讲保罗写信给在当时的那个罗马的圣徒的信徒了。
So, it is written to the members in Rome.
好，我们看第六节。好
Let's look at, begin with verse 6.
好，请问。
Among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. 第七节。Verse 7. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints.
好，在这里说，我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱、奉召做圣徒的众人。
So he is writing to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints.
所以，罗马教会的每个人被召的都是圣徒。
All who are called in Rome are called to be called saints.
你被神召来了，你就是圣徒。
So you have been called by Christ, so you are a saint.
什么让你成为圣的？
And what makes you saintly?
不是你有功德。
It is not because of your good works.
不是你那个行为特别好。
It is not because you are exceptional in your behavior.
我们来看第二卷书就是哥林多前书。
Let's look at the second letter on 1 Corinthians.
我们知道哥林多教会是被保罗骂的蛮厉害的一个教会。
And we know that Paul rebuked the church of Corinth quite severely.
保罗说你们是小孩子。
He says that you are infants.
没有长大。
You are not grown.
因为纷争结党。
You have disputes among you.
但是这些纷争结党的人也是圣徒啊，也是圣人啊。
Even those who are having disputes are still saints.
行为不是太好。
They do not have good deeds.
我们看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 2.
好，请念。
Verse 2, to the church of Corinth, church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
这些吵架的圣徒啊。
So even though the saints are who are disputing.
当然不是说做圣徒要吵架了，做圣徒不应该吵架。
Doesn't mean that you should have fights when you're saints.
虽然他们吵架了。
But even though they are having disputes.
还是圣徒。
They are still saints.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们是在耶稣基督里成为圣。
Because they have been sanctified in Christ Jesus.
就是耶稣的宝血让你成圣。
That the blood of Jesus Christ is what sanctifies us to be saints.
不要忘记。
Don't forget
this. 我们接受了耶稣的宝血。
When we receive the blood of Jesus Christ,
是重价买来。
It is given by at a price.
耶稣的宝血让我们成圣。
The blood of Jesus Christ is what sanctifies us.
所以我们是圣徒。
So that we can become saints.
在这个末世，只有我们才是圣徒啊。
During these end days, only we can be saints.
因为只有在正耶稣教会受洗，才有赦罪功效。
Because only the baptism of the in under the true Jesus Church has the power to remit sins.
这是我们的。所知道的。
And that is what we understand.
所以这个是要给我们的。
So this is given to us.
给我们末世圣徒。
It's given to us the end day saints.
所以你只要是受洗。
So long as you are baptized.
你只要在正耶稣教会里面。
So long as you're with a member of the true Jesus Church.
你只要存着仆人的心。
So long as you have the attitude of a servant.
你有圣灵的带领。
And you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你来念启示录，你会懂。
That if you read the whole book of Revelation, you won't understand.
因为这是给我们的。
Because it is given to us.
爸爸写一封信给孩子。
If a father were to write a letter to a child.
对。是给所有孩子。
But is the letter, this is a letter that's written to all of his children.
他的孩子一定会看得懂。
Then his children will definitely understand.
如果看不懂呢，这个，如果他爸爸是那个，那个物理学博士 他的孩子只有十岁，他写了很高深的那个理论，我看这个爸爸可能有一点有问题啊。
So if a father had with a PhD wrote this letter to his son with theories that a 10-year-old cannot understand, then there's a problem with the father.
他一定要晓得孩子的能力啊。
Because he needs to understand the capabilities of the child.
写给他应该知道的。
He would only write what the child would understand.
而不是他的专业。
He shouldn't just write about his profession.
所以，既然是这个是耶稣基督的启示。
Since this is the revelation of the Lord Jesus.
是给他末世的众仆人的。
Since it is given to his servants in the end days.
所以，你来念一定会知道。
If we read it, we will surely understand.
好，我们再看回来启示录。
So let's turn back to the book of Revelation.
所以，但是这个启示录在传递有一个过程。
So there's a process in the book of Revelation.
那当然，他是晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Now it's first given to his servant John.
那约翰第二节。
In verse 2.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的，都证明出来。
So it is signified to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
启示录它主要的内容是什么呢？
So what's the main content in the book of Revelation?
第二节讲得非常清楚。
Verse 2 makes it clear.
约翰他所传递出来的信息是什么呢？
So what is John preaching?
就是神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
It is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这就是启示录的最主要的内容。
This is the basic content of the book of Revelation.
神的道是生命之道。
The word of God is a living word.
耶稣的见证是生命的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is a living testimony.
所以启示录是要让你得到神的道跟耶稣基督的见证。
So the purpose of the book of Revelation is for you to understand the word and testimony of God.
不是让你在那边想，哇，世界末日快到了，哇，又是什么核子战，什么什么侵，什么什么战争，哇，那个，讲的，那个是如果有发生，是他的事，没有关系的。
It is not for us to predict the apocalypse or the nuclear holocaust or these things that, you know, predictions about the things to come. If it happens, it happens.
核子战很可怕。
Now, a nuclear holocaust would be very terrifying.
如果你遇到了,
And if it happens,
其实我在想，很感谢神的。
Then I keep thinking we should thank God.
没有几秒钟人就没有了。
Because it's a matter of seconds, we'll disappear.
啊，感谢主啊！
We should thank God.
省得你生病在那边换来换去，换来换去，
It'd be much easier than being ill and in bed and tossing around.
所以世界什么什么大战那个很好的。
So if there were to be some kind of world war, it's good.
因为最主要的是生命。
Because what matters most is life.
当然，如果那个核子战你不死的话，那什么辐射啊，或是那个后遗症，那就更可怜了。
Of course, if there were a nuclear holocaust and you didn't die immediately, then you would have to suffer through radiation, and that would be bad.
如果两下就死了，感谢。
But if you pass die soon after, you should still thank God.
我们从小不是唱一首赞美诗吗？
Since we're young, we've been singing this hymn.
天堂是个快乐处啊。
That heaven is a happy place.
让你去天堂，你还这边咕咕叫。
So why would you complain if you're about to go to heaven?
我的意思是说，启示录是让我们来看属灵生命的，而不是在讲世俗的。
The point is, the book of Revelation is talking about our spiritual life, not our physical life.
是这边告诉我们的，约翰要传出来是神的道和耶稣基督的见证，这个要把握住。
Because John here is bearing witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
不要再什么这个战那个战。
Let's not think about this war or that war.
那个跟启示录没有直接关系的。
Those things are not directly related to the book of Revelation.
不是主轴，不是那个 axis 什么
axis. It is not the axis.
如果你看启示录，其实是有两个层面，有历史，有那个社会的、政治的、经济的、军事的层面。
So there's two dimensions to the book of Revelation. There's the one that's about the political, social happenings in the world.
当然，另外一个是属灵的层面。
And then there's another dimension in the spirit.
但是主要的主轴是什么？
So what is the main axis?
就是神的国。
Is the Lord's kingdom.
就是末世神的仆人。
It is the saints of the end day.
就是你啊。
It is us.
就是真耶稣教会。
It is the true church.
这才是主轴。
That is the axis.
所以看启示录不是每次看都看，哇，中东又战争了，哇，闪黄灯了，哎呀，那个，不是主要的。
So when we read the book of Revelation, we shouldn't be thinking about the war that's happening in the Middle East or that we're alert levels being yellow.
你要看哪里？
So where should we be looking?
真耶稣教会。
We should be looking at the true church.
不要忘记啊。
So don't forget this.
我们常常那个世界，如果上次不是中东战争吗？有人说，哇，你看现在已经闪黄灯了，到了第几印、第几号、第几晚了，哎呀。
So when we recently when we had there was war in the Middle East, people start talking about how it may be a particular trumpet or a particular bowl.
约翰所见证出来就是神的道。耶稣基督的那个见证。
What John is speaking is how he witnesses for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
好，那我们来看第三节。
So let's look at verse 3.
念这书上预言的。
So those who read.
这念这个字是很特殊的，要大声念。
So when you read, you have to read loudly.
Okay. 你每天，你如果感觉，哎呀，今天。当然，我们信耶稣人不会倒霉，就是了。
If well, those who believe in God shouldn't have unfortunate days.
如果你心里想说，福气比较少，你怎么办
？But let's say today you felt like I'm less blessed today. What should you do?
当然，从圣经里面，你可以从创世纪开始读了很多的福气啊。
You could read from the book of Genesis and read a lot of blessings.
我们知道哈，福在圣经里面有两种。
There are two types of blessings in the Bible.
一种是一般的福气。
There are the everyday blessings.
动物有没有福气？
Are animals blessed?
你会不想到动物有没有福？
Have you ever thought about that? Are animals blessed?
我们来看一下，神祝福，首先祝福的是动物哦。
That's right.
不是人啊，那时候人还没生出来，
That's
right, 还没造。
The first blessing actually went to the animals because
我们看创世纪第一章。
In Genesis chapter 1.
第一章二十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 24.
好，请你念。
Chapter 1, verse 24. Then God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind, and it was so.
我们看二十二节。
22. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill with waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth.
你看到飞鸟啦，走兽啦，他们有没有福？有福啊。
So the birds and the beasts, they are all blessed.
我们想到福，一般都是想到人而已。
When we hear about blessings, we often automatically think about humans.
你等一下出去，如果看到鸟的话，也是有福的。
But when if you
鸟有鸟福啊。
But if you go out later and you see a bird, you need to realize that that bird is also blessed.
因为神是神祝福的。
Because it was blessed by God.
万物是神祝福的。
All things are blessed by God.
当然了，那个。那些动物、植物，如果看保罗那个罗马书第八章的话，就是被我们害到。
But then, if the plants and the birds read about in Romans 8, then we are actually
人类犯罪
，because man has sinned.
所以万那个塑造之物受累罪。
So all things that have been created, all living things are now cursed.
那神也祝福。飞鸟走兽啊
！But God did bless the birds and all living creatures.
当然，接下来二十八节神才祝福人呢、啊、哈。
And then it wasn't only later in verse 28 that God also blessed man whom He created.
所以这是一般的福气。
So this is our standard blessing.
那另外的福气呢
？And then there's this other blessing.
是特殊的福气。
It is a special blessing.
创世纪十二章之后，神那个祝福亚伯拉罕。
In Genesis chapter 12, God blesses Abraham.
要赐福给他。
He blesses him.
这是特殊的福气。
This is a special blessing.
当我们知道你出去享受阳光，这是一般的福气嘛。
So when we go out and enjoy the sunlight, that's a standard blessing.
我们感谢神赐给我们今天这个美好的天气啊。
And we thank God for giving us this blessing of a beautiful day.
那个最坏的、最坏蛋跟并且不相信神骂神的人，他出去也是享受神的恩典。
But even those who go out and blaspheme the Lord can also enjoy the sunlight.
这是一般的。
Because this is our standard blessing.
但是呢，特殊的就没有了。
But it's different with these special blessings.
特殊的有时候是因为时间、地点、空间都有关系。
Because these special blessings have to do with a particular moment in time and a particular place.
这就是你是不是被神召了。
Whether you are called by God.
是不是被耶稣的宝血所洁净、所称圣。
You have been made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那这就是特殊的福气。
These are special blessings.
那我们能够念启示录。
So for us to be able to read the book of Revelation.
这是一个特殊的福气、啊。
This is a special blessing.
所以从现在开始，如果你感觉要直接的得福气，你就念启示录，要念大声哦。
So going forward, if you want to receive the blessing of the revelation, then you need to read loudly.
现在不懂，不懂字的人不多了哈。
There aren't many illiterate people in these days.
在当时是蛮不少的。
But back in the day, many were illiterate.
但是如果你不会念
，Now if you cannot read,
没问题啊。
That's not a problem.
你总是会找到一个会念的人。
You can find someone who can read.
所以接下来说。和那些听见，你听就好。
So then, continue saying, and those who hear, because it's also good to hear.
但是你那个念要念得准确啊，不要他自己乱念啊。
But of course, if someone is reading for you, he must read accurately.
念有福。
So it is blessed to read.
你不会念，你不识字怎么念啊？那叫人家念，你来听。
But if you don't know how to read, then you can have someone else read and you can listen.
有福。
You're also blessed.
接下来哈。
若
遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。
And those who follow the words, they are also blessed.
启示录是叫你来遵守的。
Now the book of Revelation is intended for you to follow. To keep,
遵守的人才有福啊。
Because only those who keep these things will be blessed.
所以启示录是我们生活的指南书啊。因为你是遵守的，要去做的。
The Revelation.Book of Revelation is a compass for our lives because we need to keep these things.
不是理论。
It is not just some philosophy.
所以你读启示录是以末世圣徒、末世基督徒、末世真耶稣教会的信徒，你要做该做什么，就要读启示录。
The Book of
Revelation 这是直接的。
The Book of Revelation is a guidebook for the saints of the end day, us true Jesus Church believers.
我们来看马太福音第。五章嘛， 五章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 5.
这是主耶稣开始在马太福音出来传道一个开始的一个序幕，一个所描写的怎么来讲道。
So in the book of in Matthew chapter 5, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry where he speaks about how he needs to preach.
上山去讲道。
Then he went up the mountain to preach.
他一开始讲就开始讲福论。
And as soon as he opened his mouth, he began to preach the Beatitudes.
你算算这里有几种福气。
So how many blessings are here?
有几个？你算算看。Blessed 有几次？
九个。
Nine? 这里有九次，如果你看英文了哈，英文它把它排在一起说有福了，有福了，有福了。
So in English, it's pretty clear. There's nine blessings.
好，那前面八个就是讲所有的了哈。
The first eight covers most of it.
啊，福什么东西是不是？
嗯哼。
啊，就是凡是你只要是来做这个，它这个没有特定给谁的。
So it's not directed for specific individuals. It's if you do this, then this will happen.
那第九个呢?
But the ninth blessing?
那就不一样了。
It's different.
第九个是给谁?
Who is it given to?
第九个,只是,是你们的。
The ninth blessing is for you.
那这之前是他们。
In the other blessing that speaks to them.
好，那这些福呢，到最后是怎么样得到
？So, how do we receive these blessings?
那就是第七章最后，耶稣说要去行出来了。
In chapter 7, he concludes by saying that you need to live these.
聪明的他听了这些话就去行。
That those who he who hears these sayings and does them.
就好像聪明的人，好像盖房子在哈。在磐石上
They will be like the wise man who built his rock house on the rock in verse 24.
凡听见我这话就去行的，这是有福的。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
那我们启示录呢？
And how about the book of Revelation?
我们再回来看第三节嘛。
Let's turn back to verse 3.
最后是遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。
So blessed are those who keep these things which are written in it.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为日期近了。
For the time is near.
我们看二十二章第十节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 10.
启示录二十二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 10.
这边说，不要封了树上的预言了，因为日期近了。
Verse 10 says, do not seal the words of the book of prophecy. For the time is at hand.
因为时候到了。
For the time is at hand.
就是我们现在这个时候。
And this is the time.
也就是说，这个启示录是开封的一个书卷。
So the book of Revelation opens up the seal of this book.
我们一定会懂。
And then we'll understand.
也会让我们懂。
And it will let us understand.
所以你要到教会来真理花园之前，你要读启示录。
So prior to coming to church to attend the garden, you need to read the book of Revelation.
你要来煮饭也要读启示录。
So prior to coming to the church to cook, you should read the book of Revelation.
因为你是以仆人的身份来做的。
Because you come to serve in the role of a servant.
那启示录是给神的仆人的。
And the book of Revelation is written for the servant.
那目的是什么？
And what is the goal?
让你能够行出来。
The goal is for you to be able to live out the words.
我们看启示录二十二章第七、第六节、七节哈。
Let's look to
七节了哈。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 7.
说看哪，我必快来。
Behold, I am coming quickly.
啊，那主耶稣快来了，不是让你想东想西，要卖财产，还是去贷款不用还。
When we say that the Lord is coming, it doesn't mean that you start thinking about selling your property or not paying your debts.
还是不生小孩，或是对了，有一对夫妻一样，说主耶稣要来了，生小孩做什么？
Or opting to not have children.
这个是错的。
Was a couple who said, "Well, the Lord Jesus is coming, so why should have children?"
就是明天主耶稣要来，
even
绝当然是不知道啊，你今天你要生啊。
Even if the Lord Jesus were to come tomorrow,
所以你有特殊原因，
you should still give birth.
不要把这个跟世界末日搞在一起啊。
Don't confuse us with the end days.
你不生小孩可以有其他理由，你身体不好啊，生不出来啊，或是太忙啊，或是怎么，但是不可以说你耶稣要来。
You could have all sorts of other reasons for not having children. Maybe because you're not very healthy or because you're too busy, but you can't say it's because of the end day is near.
我必快来。
He says, I am coming quickly.
目的是什么？凡遵守这书上预言的有福啦。
And blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
启示录是让你来遵守的。
We need to follow the book of Revelation.
So, 我们这是第一堂了。
So this is our first session.
末世圣徒的生活指南书就是启示录。
So the more compass of the members of the saints during the end day is this book of Revelation.
那我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.